It's time for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
All right, here we go. Hour number 3, quitting time on your Tuesday. 5 o'clock here on Fan Run Radio. Russell Beer and Trey Cruz along with you. Time for the Top 5 at 5. It's brought to you by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of The Drive. You can check them out online at cnbtn.com. Bear?
Thank you, Russell. This just breaking. Josh Kendall from The Athletic on Twitter is reporting that wide receiver Jalen Brooks has had his waiver denied by the NCAA. South Carolina is appealing the decision, and he says it'll be a blow for the Cox if he can't play this year. He was on track to start.
So he...
That doesn't bode well for Tennessee, although it is the NCAA.
Yeah, I mean, that was an NCAA decision. Our guy has already passed the NCAA scrutiny, so really shouldn't have anything to do with it, right?
Hopefully not, but it does impact this week's game against us. He was projected to be a starter for them.
Okay.
So, moving right along, number 2, SEC football is to utilize devices used by the NFL for contact tracing and social distancing. The devices, which are produced by a company called Connection, are called Safe Tags. They're approximately the size of a watch face. They can be worn as a wristband or on a lanyard, and apparently they record who you come within 6 feet of and also flash a red warning light when people are within 6 feet of each other. Very George Orwellian, Russ.
I'm sorry. I was looking at something. It flashes a red light when you come near somebody.
Tracks which tags, they keep track of who's wearing what tag, and it collects and collates all that data.
Okay.
So that they can trace who all's been in contact with each other in close proximity in case they have a positive test.
It's pretty strange.
Yeah, these are the days we're living in, though. So I wouldn't want to wear one.
Little too, like you said, 1984 for my blood.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Number 3, Trey's quarterback, Drew Brees, is downplaying talk of his decline after a slow start to the season and, quite frankly, a subpar performance last night on Monday Night Football.
Do you think all the stuff from the offseason about the anthem and everything, do you think that's like in his head or do you think he's just getting old?
No, he's just getting old, dude. He's shown glimpses of it. Brady's shown glimpses of it. Ben Roethlisberger has. Obviously, we saw it out of Peyton his last year, even though he did go out of Super Bowl champion. Eat it, Brady. Father Time's undefeated, man.
Yeah.
Everything.
He made some
fine.
Very un-Breeze-like throws last night.
Missing
guys that are
it'll
wide
be
open.
Fine. We'll still be playing for a Super Bowl. I'm not worried.
Playing for a Super Bowl?
We're okay.
What are you talking about, dude?
What's Wacky Weed Wallace smoking this afternoon?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Drew Brees. Okay, my fault.
Okay. Number 4. We've got a couple of more. We've got another move due to injury. Devonta Freeman is expected to sign with the New York Giants. He still needs to go through his COVID-19 testing. This is in reaction to the loss of New York Giants all-pro running back Saquon Barkley, who tore his ACL Sunday.
They're dropping like flies in the National Football League. Not good. Not good at all.
And number 5, we've got a strange situation out there with San Diego Chargers.
Okay.
Anthony Lynn has defended Tyrod Taylor. Is that how you say his name? Or is it Tyrod now?
Tyrod.
As his 2020 starting quarterback. He did it again Sunday, though, after first-round pick Justin Herbert made a promising last-minute debut against the Kansas City Chiefs. After he filled in for Taylor after the latter experienced abrupt chest pains prior to kickoff.
I'm sorry, who's this suffering chest pains?
Tyrod, I'm going to call him Tyrod. Tyrod Taylor, apparently was a last-minute scratch against the Chiefs on Sunday, and then Justin Herbert came in and filled in admirably against the Kansas City Chiefs.
But he's got chest pains?
Yes.
That's not good.
No.
It's not like, oh, man, my knee's a little sore. Can't go, coach. It's like a heart attack, chest pains, or that's just strange.
Yeah, they aren't really.
Hope he's all right.
Yeah, me too.
All right, that is the Top 5 at 5, brought to you by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the drive. You check them out online at cnbtn.com. Over 20 branches throughout East Tennessee, Knoxville, Jefferson, Hamblin counties. Their branches inside area grocery stores. Open weekdays till 7 and on Saturdays till 2 p.m. They are open most holidays. Super convenient, especially for those of us that work a little bit later. Follow them on Twitter at CNBTN. Go online to CNBTN.com. It's 5:06 on Tuesday. Okay, I guess it's 4:06 Central Time. Still we wait. If anybody is in the greater Birmingham area, if you see a man, middle-aged white guy, 50-ish, graying hair, short, close-cropped graying hair, stocky, well, in good shape, perhaps with some sort of SEC logo on his car, maybe some SEC gear. This man, we believe, is Greg Sankey. If you see him, will you please stop him? Will you please tell him from all of us in SEC country, not just in Knoxville, but for many in Oxford, Mississippi, for many in Lexington, Kentucky, tell him we're waiting on him. He has an important decision to make. It should have been made last week, but tell him we have a game Saturday. We need him to make this decision. He has all the information. There's nothing to wait on. There's no new stuff that will come to light. Tell him to make a decision, please. If you see Greg Sankey, it's 5:08. Many of us are getting ready for supper. Many of us are hungry. Perhaps you'll see him in a drive-through line somewhere. If you're Greg Sankey, Bear, what fast food restaurant of choice are you going to? Trey, you're from Alabama. What's a good Birmingham area? Where?
Fusackley's.
Fusackley's?
Yes.
What is Fusackley's?
Probably the best chicken tender place in the South.
Okay.
If whoa, you s- whoa, 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 whoa.
Without a doubt.
Let's not get sidetracked, cowboy. Let's not do a chicken show. It's game week. We're trying to track down Greg Sankey. If you are at Fusackley's.
Fusackley's.
If you're at Fusackley's.
Dumb name for a tender place.
And you see Greg Sankey, grab him by the shoulders with both hands if need be. Shake him. He might be in a daze. He might be confused. He's clearly not been on the job this week. Grab him and say, Greg, damn it, man. Make a decision. Thank you. If you see him, please report back to us here at Fan Run Radio. The situation is urgent, requires immediate attention. Good grief. It's 5:09. What's going on? What's going on? What are we waiting on?
Oh, I thought you were mad at me again about something. I was trying to figure out what it was I was doing. I don't know. Surely he hasn't. They wouldn't sit on it, would they?
Yes.
Why would you sit on it? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. To mess with Muschamp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that seems like a dumb SEC football coach thing to do. I'll just wait for as long as we possibly. The SEC's going to announce. That doesn't make any sense. No, not even in this crazy league. Let's go back to the G3 Help Me Hotline, where Willie is next. Good afternoon, Willie. You're on The Drive, Fan Run Radio.
What's up, fellas?
What up, Willie?
What y'all been talking about today?
Trying to find Greg Sankey.
He's going to be eligible.
Trying to find Greg Sankey. We only got like three more days still of practice till game time.
Well, let me say one thing.
Okay.
First of all,
yes.
Jeremy Pruitt yesterday rolls out there to that press conference and wants to blame that Georgia State game, asking what he learned about it. So evidently he didn't learn a damn thing about coaching. He just said he learned that you can't commit five turnovers and win a ball game.
I'd say that was a pretty astute observation of our coach, but go on.
Well, whose fault is it that you commit five turnovers? I mean, turnovers are about coaching and discipline. So whose fault is that?
That's a good point, Willie.
Boy, those Raiders looked good last night, didn't they?
That's a well-coached football team, Willie.
You damn straight they're well-coached.
Well-coached team.
Very well-coached. And for anybody to compare, I mean, let's don't embarrass Jeremy Pruitt by comparing him to John Gruden.
I love Tennessee.
But, guys, the way I look at it is Gitmo, if he's not careful and he sticks with Gitmo more than a quarter to Saturday night and we get beat, he is really risking losing his job.
Oh, there you go, Russ.
Come
Willie's
on,
putting
Willie.
Jeremy on the hot seat.
We haven't played a game yet. We're going to start talking about hot seat talk, firing the guy. I mean, I guess it is year three. That's what we do around here. But already?
Well, let me ask you this. What year of Gitmo is it?
17? I don't know. I've lost track. I feel like you ever see that movie Tom Hanks, Castaway, where he's on the island? And I'm on Gitmo Island. I'm just like, you know, scratching out a day. Every day goes by, I'm scratching one out on the wall in like chalk.
Well, I got one better for you than that. When he finally that volleyball washes up, and he draws the eyes on it. How long do you think he would have lasted if he'd have named it Gitmo?
What are you doing?
Willie, it is good to hear you sounding more like yourself, and I'm glad that you have hopefully recovered all the way from being sick.
Well, I'll tell you what, and all these morons that want to claim that coronavirus is made up, let them go through it. That's all I can tell you.
You had the COVID?
Oh, yeah.
It took you down.
I was down in bed nonstop for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Good gracious.
And I'll tell you another thing, is if you're in your 50s, there's no doubt that it affects people differently. The Rock, you think The Rock's in pretty good shape?
Yeah.
Well, he had it. Him and his wife got it, and he was down like I was for a full 4 weeks.
Yeah, we almost lost and, the Rock to it.
So these idiots that think it's something that's been made up, go out there and catch it and see what you think. But
no, thank you.
Like I said, it affects everybody differently. But I'm ready for some football, but. If we go out there and see the same old Gitmo, Pruitt better get his ass in gear.
Who would you start, Willie? Are you a Bailey backer like me and Big Josh and Philly?
What? Well, here's my thing with Bailey. If it was a normal year, I would have had him ready to start. But from everything I've heard, that by far the best quarterback over there has been JT Stroud. So I would have him ready. And if I don't have me at least 10 points on, or at least a touchdown on the board through the first quarter, I'd put him in there. Of course, I'd start him.
You'd start Stroud.
Because we know Gitmo can't play. And look, you remember that touchdown pass Stroud threw against South Carolina last year?
Oh, it's a beautiful ball. Maybe the prettiest ball that's been thrown in Neyland Stadium since Peyton.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say since Tony Robbins.
Woo! Woo! That's lofty praise. Willie, I'm glad to hear you're feeling better, buddy. Thanks for calling in. What do you think of Willie's call today, Drew?
It was interesting, but I do agree that Shroud is the better quarterback than Garantano. I do have to admit
I didn't ask what you think about the quarterback situation. I asked what you thought about Willie's phone call. Focus. One thing at a time, Drew. God, you get so ahead of yourself.
Strong call from Willie.
It was a good call.
D.R. Vol is next. Good afternoon, D.R. Vol.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hold on just a second. Okay, we're just reapplying my cup. What are y'all going to do if J.G. leaves? I mean, what's everybody going to talk about
if he leaves?
Year, do you think? If he leaves after this year.
It's a good – what do we do if we don't have J.G. to talk about in the offseason?
We'll trash the next guy.
How's he going to do on the Jaguars?
You'd be ashamed of yourself, Bear. That's a terrible thing to say. Yeah, how long before the Bailey backers become the Bailey bashers? That's what I want to know.
So
give it a year.
Loses to Florida.
Game or two.
First interception.
It'll be one of the greatest heel turns of all time, don't you think, Russ?
I mean, be right up there when Hogan went NWO.
That's what I was thinking.
I wonder when people are going to realize that Harrison Bailey might not be the future of Tennessee football quarterback.
Ooh,
it could be a four-star out of Texas named Caden Seltzer.
Ooh. How does that strike you, Bear?
Well, I've been pumping sunshine for Caden Seltzer for a long time now.
You sheep have already given up on Bailey. Hasn't even taken a snap yet. Hasn't even put on his game cleats yet. You guys have already thrown him to the pasture and moved on to the next kid. You guys are ridiculous, man. All of you.
What's Bailey's nickname going to be to bash him? The boy who has no name, maybe?
No, those have to be spontaneous once the turn's been made on him. You can't come up with a good one until you get a little bit of good hatred built up for him.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Like the lawn dart, restrictor plate, those are incredible.
Incredibly dumb.
Yeah, just pull those out of the air. Restricted play
guys, I'm loving
this. Names ever, and I never give T-Carp credit for anything. I mean, I think he may eat glue.
D.R. Vol, I know you didn't call in just to get Barrel riled up about stupid quarterback nicknames.
It is one of my favorite things listed on the drive. But, you know, guys, the whole thing with Pruitt, one of his new traditions he's brought is waiting on to see a player is going to be there. You know, the first year was J.J. Peterson, last year Aubrey Sullivan, now Cade Mays. Friday, if they're traveling Friday, seems like they need to know by Thursday, don't they, if Cade Mays is clear, or is he going to travel just in case?
He will travel anyways.
Okay.
Really?
That's the plan. That's the plan as of now, yeah.
But if he's not going to play...
If they don't have a word by Friday...
That's not going to happen. No way. No way we're sitting here Friday... waiting on Greg Sankey to get out of the line at McDonald's or to get out of CrossFit.
They ain't leaving Caden Knoxville regardless, I guarantee you that.
What's he do? I know it's been a rough year. Has he had to pick up a second job? Is he delivering pizzas at Domino's or something? Like, what's up? Greg Sankey, make a call, dude.
Well, to Sankey's defense, I mean, there's no service out on that lake with Saban, Russ.
He's on the lake. What is that lake Saban's always out on? I don't know.
Lake Warrior? Yeah.
Like Nigel Warrior?
Yeah.
Okay. D.R. Vol, good stuff. Anything else?
That's it, guys. I'm hoping for Cade. That's all I can say. Y'all have a good day.
Better call today, D.R. Vol or Willie?
Willie.
D.R. Vol.
Definitely Willie.
Hmm. I'll say D.R. Vol just to keep it even. 2-2.
Of course.
I don't want to play favorites, you know?
This is
kind of like Greg Sankey. I don't like to make a decision.
Right.
Don't want to have to make a hard decision. Want to put on the spot. Tell you what. Let me sit on it for about 2 weeks, and I'll let you know. Golly, man.
This just turned into Dr. Phil.
Speaking of which, Phil is next. Good afternoon, Phil. You're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Was good here, Sweet Willie, wasn't it?
Sweet
good
Willie.
To hear him healthy again.
Yeah,
bringing the noise.
I mean, guys, I tell you what, he's a great caller, but his group texts late at night are they're beautiful. They're more even more beautiful than talk radio.
Was he texting you when he's in the midst of his coronavirus fever dream?
No, he was shut down there for a while, but once he, you know, got out of the bed, the texting started, and it's very entertaining, to say the least.
Glad to hear COVID Willie has survived to fight to call another day.
But here we go again. Gitmo, here we go. It's pretty cool, you know?
Oh, man. It's like a bat signal in the air for you, isn't it, Phil? It's like, oh.
Well, I called the 3-and-out this morning, and they brought it up when I was on hold right before I got on there, so they know what's going to happen. So, in fact, the boys treat me with more respect than y'all do.
Oh, that's not true, Phil.
It's not.
It is. At the end of the day, we could sit here and break this thing down all we want. We could talk about the linebackers and the secondary and whether or not McCullough's going to play and the freshman receivers and Crouch, Banks. We could break all this down. At the end of the day, it all comes down to number two.
Yeah, and it also comes down to South Carolina's quarterback. Which one of these quarterback plays the best will probably determine who wins the game.
Yep.
Quarterback. And I'm glad we're playing who we're playing instead of the kid. I think the kid that they got played against us last year will be a good quarterback. In
yeah, I thought so too. I mean, part of me is a little bit worried. It's like, man, if this guy can come in here and beat out Helinski, who did it? I mean, he beat Georgia on the road, like played pretty well against us. If we don't have a kick return, a couple of big special teams plays, that game's a lot closer. I guess we'll see. Colin Hill.
What do y'all think about Kentucky and Auburn? You think that'll be a close game?
No.
Yes.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I mean, I think Kentucky would play with them. I think they'd give them some problems. I mean, they're kind of in the same boat we are. It's like Terry Wilson going to be your quarterback, or are they going to play the Gatewood kid? If they can get decent quarterback play, they'd be a dangerous team.
And can Michael Leach give LSU a game?
No, I don't think so. Not in year one. Not first game right out of the bat like that. KJ Costello making his first start against – I mean, you know they've got players there on defense. You know they're going to be pretty good.
Is LSU's quarterback going back the way they were before Burrow got there, though? Because they're pedestrian whenever they didn't have Burrow.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. They went through a bunch of quarterbacks can't play a lick until they finally hit on, like, one of the best of all time. And I don't know, Miles Brennan, I've never seen him play. Saturday will be the first snap I've ever seen him take.
And the 2000s, who's the best Tennessee quarterback? Is it Casey Clawson or Dirk Dobber?
Of the last 20 years?
Yeah.
Whew. I mean,
what now?
Dobbs has hung around in the NFL longer than Casey did. Casey won more big games, but he had better coaching, better players around him.
Yeah. But that's the two best when you say, I don't think Ainge is in their ballpark, do you?
He's in the conversation. I mean,
three, he was probably the most physically gifted.
Sentimentally, yeah. I think I'd have to go with Clawson just because we won so many big games. And, like, he's just tough
he's
as
winner,
nails
man.
And a win. Yeah, he's a winner. And
you mean Rick, right?
He did.
Yeah,
he had his LSU game was amazing too.
I mean, you could make the argument Rick Klussen had just as many big moments as Dobbs.
Yeah. Do you think if SEC denies Cade Mays that Greg Isaac will file an injunction and get a judge to declare him eligible?
That would be beautiful.
Since the NCAA's cleared him, I don't see how the SEC could supersede that at all.
That would be beautiful. I'd take this thing all the way to the Supreme Court.
Would we get a federal judge to rule on it? Or is it going to be a state of Tennessee judge? He'd only be eligible for
own
games.
I'm sure it'll be a judge here in Knox County. There's a federal judge in Knox County, isn't
there? I'm sure they're not Penny Hardaway.
Yeah, it didn't work out good for them. No, I mean I think if, unfortunately, Phil, all seriousness, if the SEC rules against him, that's probably it. I don't think he'll play. I don't think we would take it to court like that. I don't think we're going
to
get.
Why not? We have nothing to lose. We're a pile of garbage right now. Until we get up above the cop, we need to do something. Get this thing going. Show some guts over there.
You don't want the NCAA sniffing around campus right now.
They've already approved it, Trey. It's the SEC.
It's a good point.
Remember, Buck Pearl got. The NCAA gave him a 3-game suspension, and then the SEC commissioner made it, 6 or 8 games for Buck Pearl?
Buck Pearl doesn't have to worry about the NCAA. Buck Pearl's got to worry about the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Does he? I think the FBI's got more important things to worry about than SEC football. See?
Like what? What is an election coming up or something? Ain't nothing going on.
I think if the SEC rules against us, that's it. I don't think we push it. I think Cade is a great player, great prospect, and it's going to suck if he can't play. But I don't think Fulmer and Pruitt want to go to war with the SEC in court over one player.
No.
But
– I mean,
here's the problem.
Boy, for Memphis, was suspended 3 games, and it got turned into a whole season.
Yeah, and I think that's a lesson, all right? And again, that's the NCAA. We're dealing with the SEC in this case, but it's just
– I think if you do it for one, you got to do it for all 3 of them. And, you know, that's the other thing. So you got Gatewood, Cade, and the kid at Mississippi State.
Ole Miss. Quick break. The drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. We'll find out who's on the docket, brought to you by the law offices of Jerry R. Givens, plus more of your phone calls when we continue next on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Federal prosecutors said today they will not appeal a court's decision blocking video that allegedly shows New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft paying for massage parlor sexual services, making it likely the charges against him will be dropped. If the state challenged the decision to the Florida Supreme Court and lost, it could have been, quote, broader negative implications on future law enforcement investigations beyond the Kraft case. So, Bear, I guess
– happy ending, Russ.
Yeah, Robert Kraft, he got off.
Yeah. He sure did.
It's kind of surprising, you know. I mean, I figured a guy like that with money, I figured the blind eyes of justice would treat him just like any other common criminal.
Seems like it came kind of early. I don't know. I thought they'd wait that thing out.
Meanwhile, another news. Vanessa Bryant, widow of Kobe Bryant, filing a lawsuit against the L.A. County Sheriff, claiming deputies shared unauthorized photos of the crash that killed her husband, their 13-year-old daughter, and 7 others after the January 26 crash. Reports surfaced that graphic photos of the victims were being shared. Vanessa Bryant was shocked and devastated by the reports, according to the lawsuit. The suit seeks damages for negligence, invasion of privacy, and intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Yeah, I read that whole article. about what happened.
That's sickening.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's, I guess some cop got there on the scene and just whipped out his phone and started taking pictures of his body.
Allegedly, eight sheriff's deputies took pictures with their personal cell phone. They did immediately, when questioned about it, admit to it and deleted the pictures. But, you know.
Once it's out there, man. It's somewhere.
Yeah, Vanessa Bryant's not.
Are they on websites? Like, could it, if I were a sick, twisted individual, could I go find them?
No, I don't.
Good.
I don't know that they're. I haven't seen that they're out anywhere. I don't know. I mean, it does. I mean, the curiosity of it being, you know, Kobe Bryant, but I just, anytime anybody, you got to be a special kind of sicko to get, you know, to want to look at.
Well, it makes you wonder how often cops do that when they come up on some sort of grisly scene or something. We just don't hear about it.
Well, it was the lead cop's fault, the sheriff's fault, the sheriff officer's fault. He's the one that went to the precinct once he started finding out that all these pictures were out there, and he said, delete them now off your phone and you won't be in trouble. And he tried to cover it up.
Hmm.
He probably should have taken possession of all the personal cell phones.
Yeah. And I mean, can you do that?
Fired them all.
Yeah, you can. Something like that. They're police officers.
That's evidence.
Yeah, and have their...
Is it a crime, though? I guess invasion of privacy? Is that a... Is that
apparently,
like,
it's you can... It can be cause for civil action.
Yeah, I mean, you could be sued for it, but I don't know if it's something like...
That's an ethics thing for a police officer, probably. You probably get dismissed for that, fired.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would... That would... I'm assuming all these cops have been fired. Like, that would be bottom line.
No, I don't think they did. No, not from what I read. I thought if you know, once they found out that they should have been required to turn over their phones and let somebody within the sheriff's department, you know, and their tech go through and ensure that they were permanently, you know, crushed off the devices. They were just gone forever. And then you give them their phones back, just wipe them out completely.
I'm just thinking,
you can't blame Vanessa Bryant. I mean,
who's blaming Vanessa Bryant?
Like, well, I kind of felt like you were kind of.
You felt like I was blaming Vanessa Bryant for suing over.
No, I didn't. I was saying I could understand. You know, I mean, the last thing you want to do, or anybody in her family, is, you know, coming across one of those pictures online at some point.
Well, I'm wondering, first of all, like, the cops to be, like, to even do that, like, what kind of person is doing that? And then I'm wondering, I guess it is a sick world. I guess people would look at that.
It's a cult of celebrity, man.
The reason they got caught is because the DA sheriff officer went to a bar and was trying to impress a woman and showed her pictures of the scene. The bartender that was behind the bar saw what was going on and overheard what he was showing, and he called the sheriff's department.
What's happening? What's happening in this guy's head? I mean, this is the dumbest guy ever.
Really,
the last brain cell firing in this dude's head. He's gonna say, "Hey, honey, hey, it's getting close to closing time. I've played the cop card. I've told her how much I make. Told her, you know, want to come back to my place. Striking out here. Oh, I know. I've got it. I'll show her a picture that I took of Kobe Bryant's dead body. That'll seal the deal."
And his 13-year-old daughter and seven other victims, including at least one more child.
Nothing gets the ladies hotter than pictures of the charred corpses of dead celebrities.
And their children.
That's the docket. It's brought to you by the law offices of Jerry R. Givens. You need a lawyer. You're going through marital issues. You're going through financial issues. This is the law office in town to call. 865-801-9250 is their phone number. And as always, phone calls free. The advice is free. So what do you got to lose? The law offices of Jerry R. Givens, 865-801-9250. 9250 for a free consultation, or just go online to jrglawtn.com. That's jrglawtn.com. We appreciate Jerry sponsoring the docket. You want to jump on board, 865-546-8200 is your number to get on the show. 546-8200 if you want to chime in this afternoon. It's 539. And still, no answer on Cade Mays. From the, I mean, this is just ridiculous. This is
where
beyond.
At, thank you. Where's he at, Russ?
Is he over at his side piece's house? I mean, like, what are you doing, Greg Sankey? Come on. Yeah, I'm going to get personal. You won't get off your rear end and make a decision. What are we paying you for? What do you think Greg Sankey makes? A couple million? 2 or 3 million a year? More than that?
No.
Less?
I mean, you heard Aaron earlier, Larry Scott guy. That's the thing that just astounds me, that he makes the most out of all the
– How much does he make?
Sankey makes $2.5 million. Yeah, Sankey makes $2.5
million. We're paying you $2.5 million, Greg. The season starts Saturday. I know you've been busy. I know you've got a lot on your plate. Dude, can you delegate? You don't have a guy? You don't have a lawyer? You can hire to, like, look over this thing? We call Jerry Givens. He'll have an answer in about 2 minutes, I guarantee you. It's 5:40, Tuesday afternoon. Cade Mays, we're gonna do this thing or not? Like, hello? Hello, McFly. Anybody home? Stay with us. The shocking conclusion of The Drive coming up. It's Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
All right, wrapping up The Drive on a Tuesday afternoon. Thanks for being along for the ride with us. We got NBA tonight, Game 3, Western Conference Finals. We got baseball. You want to do a little action, make it a little more interesting, head on over to MyBookie, get your bets in, use promo code Knoxville to activate that double your first cash deposit bonus offer. That's promo code Knoxville to double your cash. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie, wrapping up this afternoon on the show. Let's see what we have here. Oh, the Deion Sanders staff thing is pretty good. D.R. Ball wanted us to talk about that.
And he came out and said it wasn't true.
Oh, it's not true?
No, he came out and said it wasn't true. But really, who do you believe? I mean,
well, this was the tweet according to Brett McMurphy. New Jackson State coach Deion Sanders staff includes offensive coordinator Jason Phillips, wide receiver coach Terrell Owens, D-line coach Warren Sapp, defensive coordinator Dennis Thurman, and defensive backs coach Mario Edwards Sr.
Then Deion came out and said, this is absolutely wrong. This is how junk gets started. Not a good way to get started with me. Hashtag Coach Prime. Wow.
And he wants the media to refer to him as Coach Prime.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go out on a limb. Like, I'm guessing Jackson State, coaching at Jackson State is going to get real old for Coach Prime after about, oh, I don't know, a game. Game or two?
Yeah. Be ready to spread his wings.
Let's see what else we have here. Cleaning out the folder here. Yeah, we got alcoholic Cracker Barrel.
Really?
Never got to that. Yeah, you see that? And Cracker Barrel is going to have alcohol at Knoxville location soon. Sit down at Cracker Barrel, have cold beer.
A bad idea to me.
Bad idea?
Yeah.
Have a couple of beers with your Uncle Herschel's, with your old timers sunrise sampler.
Just sounds like the stupidest thing ever.
A little wine with the strawberry rhubarb pie. Be good. Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller Light, PBR, Angry Orchard, Twisted Tea. It's going to make up the beer menu. They're going to have mimosas. Wine? Pretty good. Gambino sparkling wine.
Gambino's Sparkling Wine.
Yeah. Sounding like classy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'll have the Over Easy Special with extra hash brown casserole. And I believe I'll have some of the Gambino's Sparkling Wine with that, please. Yes, I'll have the Chardonnay. Slightly chilled, not room temperature, please. We're not animals here.
Please set it over there next to the checkerboard and the fire. Thank you.
And then somebody told me we had to hit on this. I've not seen it. Let me see if I can find Rolling Stone. Did something. Greatest albums or something. Of all time?
I don't know.
Really? I mean, they do this all the time. What do they have? What's controversial?
I don't know. I need to find it. 500 best albums of all time. RollingStone.com. Pull it up.
Run down all of them?
Yeah. Number 500. You ready? Oh, God. I mean, we could do that, too. Let's see. Hold on. Number 500 is Arcade Fire Funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are all familiar with this. Let's move right up. Let's move up 50 to number one. 50, Jay-Z, The Blueprint.
Yeah. Okay.
Scan through these. Come on. Load, darn you. This website's just it's not gonna cooperate. Number 37, Dr. Dre, The Chronic.
Yeah, it's a little under.
Number let's see what we got here. 28, D'Angelo, Voodoo. I have no idea what that is.
I remember that one.
Big D'Angelo guy?
Yeah, that's a pretty good record.
Bring Westchester in here, would you? Westchester to help us out as we massacre the final segment of the show. Number 18, good. Bob Dylan, Highway 61 Revisited. You like Highway 61, Westchester?
That's a great album.
Great album. All right, let's get to the top 10 here. How you doing, Westchester? You doing all right? Thanks for jumping
on. I'm good. How are you?
Let's let you ride shotgun here for a minute.
Oh, too bad some of us have already heard this on the show earlier.
Number 10. Some of us are working and preparing our own show. Number 10, Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Never heard it.
A little overrated right there, that one.
Number 9, Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks. Great record. He's talking about his divorce. Take a dip in blue. Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Fantastic. Let's see. That was number 9. Number 8, Prince, Purple Rain.
Absolutely.
Number 7, Rumors, Fleetwood Mac.
Great album.
Number 6, Nirvana. Never mind. Number 5, The Beatles, Abbey Road.
Underrated.
Number 4, Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life.
Overrated.
Joni Mitchell, Blue. Number 3, Joni Mitchell, Blue, the third greatest album of all time. Come on. It's crazy. It's crazy, right?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Number 2. I mean, Barrett, be honest. You're a little older than all of us. When you're going through your first teenage heartbreak, go in your room, borrow your mom's copy of Joni Mitchell Blue, put it on, and just like cry your eyes out. Oh, I can't. What is it? She said, I thought she was the one.
No, I mean, you can make an argument for like Carole King, like Tapestry being top 10, but. Not that.
Number 2, The Beach Boys, Pet Sounds.
Ugh. Yeah, it's a little overrated. I mean, it's definitely top 10. I wouldn't have put it at 2.
What's number 1?
Foo Fighters, Everlong.
Oh, it's not even an album. Ray.
Stop.
Probably the Rolling Stones, I would imagine, either
nope.
Exile or Sticky Fingers.
See, I thought Sgt. Pepper, right?
I didn't think about that.
Number 1, you're all wrong. We're all wrong.
Garth Brooks.
Nope. Marvin Gaye, 1971. What's going on?
I don't think it's number 1. I mean, Sticky Fingers outside of Brown Sugar is the best, you know, from start to finish, the best record ever put out.
How you doing, Westchester?
I took
I'm good. How are y'all?
Watched a movie yesterday.
Good. That was a good movie, Trey.
Yeah.
I don't see how you have a top 10 with no Stones, no Zeppelin, no. I mean, it's just, that's kind of a joke.
The highest Stones album, Exile Main Street, number 14.
Yeah.
Where is Story Morning Glory land? Rough.
I'm cruising up. I'll try and find wherever the – is that the quintessential Oasis album?
I mean, their best one was the Master Plan.
Sergeant Pepper, number 24.
Morning Glory should be at least top 10.
Carole Cole, Tapestry, number 25. Bear, that's Bear's breakup album of choice.
Strong album. She wrote a lot of great songs, man.
What you got for us, Westchester?
I have the most Tennessee crotch kick that's about to happen to this universe in a long time. I just I want y'all to know.
Bring the negative now, man.
I just want y'all to know that you heard it here first.
Okay.
Kentucky is not going to make a decision on Cade Mays before this weekend because, like Trey said, we're still waiting on the Kentucky thing. So we're not going to make a decision this weekend. He's not going to play.
Then that's somewhere unacceptable.
Somewhere about Wednesday or Thursday before before Missouri, he's going to get yanked. Okay, about Monday or Tuesday, we're going to get a phone call and say he's in. So we're going to announce that he's eligible and he can play. And then somewhere around Wednesday or Thursday before Missouri, he's going to get caught up in contact tracing, miss Missouri, miss Georgia.
Why would you speak this into existence? I'm sorry, man. Get him out of here, then, Drew. Get him out of here. We're not going to have that.
Yeah, you go ahead and hit the flush button on Westchester.
Oh,
get wet, Westchester. You heard that.
Bye-bye.
Good God, man.
What a terrible, terrible thing to say.
What was that?
I take it to such extreme lengths, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Sex Pistols, Never Mind the Bullocks, number 78. I'm sorry, what's that, Bear?
Never Mind the Bullocks is 78. That's in the top 100. You seen my boys, a couple of lads from a council state, man.
I'm looking. I'm not seeing them. I'm looking. I'm going as fast as I can. We only got another minute or two. I know this is fascinating for our audience.
I'm really surprised there's not a – never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
Astral Weeks. Zeppelin 4, number 58.
There any Incubus in there?
Dark Side of the Moon, number 55.
What? So I would have put that top five.
Doesn't Garth Brooks live from Dallas?
No Oasis in the top 100, Bear. How does that strike you?
It's an outrage.
And
a B-side record went triple platinum.
What happened to overtime? Why do we have to walk out? Why do we have to be the last ones?
I literally have no
idea.
You're
not. Just apparently, Vandy Payton will be in at 8, won't he? Run it up.
Run it up. Coming up next.
How did they give that nickname? Do you remember?
I don't know. Coming up next, we have something else for you to sample this afternoon. Thank you, Bear. Are we good here?
Sure. I guess so. I merely asked you a question. You did the groan like you didn't want to answer me. A little disappointed. I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow, Russ.
Brandon says QB sneak first place, so we just go ahead and get that out of the way. Trey, are we good here?
I'll see you if I see you.
Thank you, Trey. Live tomorrow at Old Ben Franklin Motors in West Knoxville. Be there. Thank you, Drew. Y'all have a good night. We'll do it again tomorrow, 3 to 6, here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.